Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put up some millions. I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. I put the niggas start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. It's Canada Gang, nigga. I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
There you go, co-host. Hey, co-host, what's happening?
Hey, what's up? I was wondering for a minute. Hey, what's happening?
Oh, nothing.
I didn't hear nothing you said.
You didn't hear anything?
I didn't hear anything until just now until you said co-host.
Oh, okay. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. What's happening? What's up? I said, since I spilled some tea last week, I might as well spill some tea this week. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I might as well let people know because I'm a going to tell y'all how I'm feeling since we're talking about this baby daddy situation. And, you know, when it's just not right that, you know, these men are so respected in the streets, being celebrities and all, and you ain't taking care of your kids, and it's dead ass wrong for us to say something about it, and we got to take care of our kids on our own. So I'm going to let y'all know who my baby daddy is, and we're going to have a talk about him. I ain't going to get in his personal business because that's not what this conversation is about, but we talk about baby daddies and what bothers them. So I'm going to tell y'all about my baby daddy and what bothers him. How about that? Boom. T, tonight. Hey, boo. How was your week?
My week? I'm just going to let you know right now for this show. I mean, it's just the 1 week that, you know, I probably won't have my A game because I'm kind of in my feelings. Like, I had the worst week. You know what I'm saying? I had, like, the one of the worst
what
weeks,
happened?
Like,
we family. All right,
so I'm just gonna, look, we in a trust tree, so I'm just going to run it down for y'all. So, first off, I was celebrating my deal last week, and I had a couple. I ain't going to go all in depth, but I'm just going to give you the quick story. Long story short, this couple made like $500,000. You know what I'm saying? They was like strong couple. You know what I'm saying? From what it seemed like, you know, with me qualifying a client for this particular place. And the deal came up short because the credit, you know what I'm saying? So they making all this money, but they don't have a credit in order, and they didn't have the proper paper trail, you know, W-2s in order and all this other stuff. So that fell through. So it just,
Willie,
you know,
I'll
just goes to show.
Send me a request in like 5 minutes. Let's do our intro. Okay.
What happened?
We going to talk about that too, Dominique. No, they ready on Facebook. I'm listening.
Oh,
so they credit went right. So
they ready? Oh,
and,
okay.
And
they what's up?
If the importance of making money have your credit
right. Yeah. So, you know, it's like, yo, that Jay-Z line in the 444 on the 444 album when Jay-Z says, you know, what's more important than, you know, blowing money in the strip club? Credit. You know what I'm saying? And you know why Jews own all the property in America? Blah, blah, blah. You know, financial freedom, my only hope. You know what I'm saying? That's such true shit, man. And all these landlords in New York and Brooklyn is Jews. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a lot of gentrification. So all I just want to tell my peoples out there, just get your paperwork in order. You know what I'm saying? Because they make it, especially with nice properties and shit like that, they make it so hard for, you know, certain people to get in there unless your shit is spotless. You know what I'm saying? And then when you got something coming up short, like I said, this couple's making all this money, but because something was a little short on it, they just gonna have that excuse just to keep them out of there. So that cost me a deal. So that was one thing. And then, you know, just a bunch of BS with that. You know, I'm kind of working more from home now because I had to set up, I had to set up shop because one of my offices kind of closed. So, you know, just a lot of stuff. But I know everything happens for a reason. And then on top of that, you know, we always do our home, our house cleaning at the end of the show. And what I always say about my Instagram, I'm always like, yo, you know, talk to me, I talk back. Just, you know, when you get on my Instagram, just keep it respectful. And I totally got violated. Like, my whole...
Where are you at? Because your phone is choppy now.
All right, hold on. Let me get right. Can you hear me now? Am I better?
A little bit.
How do I sound? Hold on. Let me just get right. So, so then my Instagram gets hacked. And it's just been crazy trying to get it. That's a whole ordeal. And I told you how I don't mess with Facebook. I don't. You know what I'm saying? But real quick, I'm just going to write it down, and then we can get into, like, you know, positive things and, you know, good energy.
Your phone
but
is
then,
super choppy, so we're going to let you get back in position.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
We wish Mo a better week this week than last week. He's feeling like how I felt. Hey, boo. He's feeling like how I felt the last two weeks getting my household, like, under pressure. And then it's like you got to coordinate, you know, the place in the next city or state and all that stuff. So I just kind of just was like, I'll figure it out and let it go. Let go the pressure, right?
True. That's it. That's all I can do.
So, I can't even see what my dude trying to say. So, man, listen, we got a couple topics, right? And here's the thing, right? Because my folks, he keeps saying, babe, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I ain't never had one like you. And that made me realize that women, they slacking on their game. They not doing what they supposed to do out here in these streets when you got a boss. You know what I'm saying? All of this stuff that you see on TV is fake and fake. You know what I'm saying? Listen, do not. I have homegirls, and they be like, why you going hard for that nigga? Why you supporting that nigga? Why you posting that nigga? Why you doing this? Why you doing that? Right? I put a post up. If your chick ain't going just as hard for you, with you, okay, with you, for you, however you want to say it, that ain't the chick for you. You can't be sitting up, you know what I'm saying, wanting him to pay all the bills in the house, you know, wanting him to cut checks, oh, he's supposed to do this or he's supposed to do that, but yeah, you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. And that's the thing that killed me about women these days, like, y'all ain't, hey, boo-boo, y'all ain't really doing what y'all supposed to be doing in these relationships, and it's crazy. It's crazy. So, I mean, we're going to touch on that. We're going to touch on baby fathers. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, listen, at the end of the day, I'm just sick of baby fathers, right? You know, for people that know me and have been following me for a long time and know, you know, since I dealt with Smoke from Field Mob, and I got a son from Smoke from Field Mob. I have three sons. One of my sons is from Smoke from Field Mob, and you know, when we, I touch on it and then I walk away from it and I'll be like, you know, oh, yeah, I got that baby daddy drama too and all of that good stuff. So we're going to get into that. You know what I'm saying? What I'm doing, because you know what? Maybe I need some advice. Maybe I'm going about the situation the wrong way. You know, when it comes to this individual, I don't think I am. But we're going to talk about that too. I just can't wait. It's going to be a juicy night. And I got my red wine tonight. So it's going down for real. I need to see, hey, Joe, I need to see what it is, and then I need y'all to go spam his page and tell him to pay his child support or something, child. I don't know. We got to figure this out.
Not the spam. Not the spam. Come on. Don't do that.
I'm joking. Don't spam his page yet. So.
You're married.
You do. Is your wife help you with your real estate business?
She's starting to get on board because my wife is busy at the end of the day too. I mean, we're both busy people. You know what I'm saying? My wife.
Hey, I don't know what's up, but listen. Turn your hang up and call back because your phone like.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Let me do that. Let me do that. All right.
Right, do that. Do that, buddy. So. Some men, they don't care. I so hung up on my co-host looking at something else. Some men, they don't care about, you know, what it is because they really genuinely, they so hurt behind their baby mama and how their baby mama acts and how their baby mama, you know, not dealing with them or how they ended their situationship that they really don't care. So me and my baby daddy, like, he's so mad at me. And if I call myself trying to save. Okay, get it, Ken. I call myself trying to save our friendship as opposed to allowing it to diminish. So I pulled away, and he used that as a ploy to take me up through there, like, just to be real negative and mean. It's a lot of stuff I don't talk about, you know what I'm saying, to people, but I have to be real for my. I have to be real with myself. And there's people that go through things. So you see, people see me, they see me hustling, they see me grinding. But I go through things too. Like, don't think that people don't go through stuff because they out here grinding. You know what I'm saying? I had to drive home when I was pregnant with his kid. I had to drive home from the hospital because he would not come get me, and he did not send anybody to get me. That's how mad he was at me. Then when I got home, I had to go back to work 2 weeks after I had my son. 2 weeks after. And I had a C-section. I had a C-section with all my kids. So that's how mad he was at me. He refused to give me any type of help because you were so pissed off at me about, you know, me not letting you be at the house. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is that every time we come up to an agreement, he break it. So now you purposely running from child support, okay? Now, anything else in his private life, I'm not going to mention because that's not what it's about. But my thing is, you know, when we come up to an agreement and then you turn around and you completely buck on child support and you are, like, not doing anything at all for your kid on purpose because you're feeling some type of way towards me, and then you tell everybody I want to be with you, is this, is that. Listen, what happened to you paying child support? Now you're dodging paper. So at what point do I stop keeping my mouth closed and address the situation at hand? At what point do I, you know, turn around and say, you know, look, this is what's going on, you know? Like, the dudes that know him and know me, like, nah, don't tell nobody, don't talk about it. But for me, I feel like that's a fuck nigga if you want me to sit and take everything that this joker is dishing out to me. But you don't want me to say nothing to the world because he's famous and he got an image to uphold. Well, don't you think that if he was famous and he had an image to uphold, that he would think about that shit and take care of his child? I'm trying to figure this out. But if baby daddy step up, that wouldn't. Right. Hey, Richard. You right. Like, if the father is in the picture, you would not have that problem with the father, with that, because he would be coming around. But for instance, if he's not coming around and the child only knows the guy, the live-in boyfriend, he's gonna call that guy daddy. The baby don't know the first face that they see. Right, they go whoever they see all the time. So whoever they see all the time, that's who they're going to call daddy. And as for the men that sit back and be like, I ain't got my life together, I'm going to get it together. You really okay with your child, with your seed, calling another man daddy? The child don't know nothing about stepdaddy and all of that. The child just say daddy. So you okay with your child calling another man daddy? I need to know. Mo, would you be okay with your child calling another man daddy? You know what I'm saying? If you went with your baby mama?
No. I would definitely want to make sure that I'm in my child's life, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a presence, you know what I'm saying? He would definitely know that I'm his father. And, yeah, of course, now I would definitely not want, no, you know, my child calling somebody else's daddy, you know what I'm saying? Nah, that wouldn't sit right with me.
Thank you, Ken. His image is supposed to be his kid. So here's the thing. He got my son on his page. He got, you know, a couple of his other kids on his page. But my thing is, just nothing, you know what I'm saying, because that's your son, like, posting him and not doing that, that's a social media daddy. You know what I'm saying? I do this shit on my own. Like, really, you know, it was just to the point where, you know, I got two kids that is at home with me, and, you know, I can't keep staying up here, and I ain't got no help because I don't trust people with my children. You know what I'm saying? And so the only thing I got is daycare from 6 to 6. So it makes more sense to go back closer to home where, you know, I can have some type of help. At least once a month I can, you know, get a break or whatever. I ain't really been out. Like, I'll get dressed to go out and go to sleep. That's my life. I ain't been out in over a year and a half.
Oh, no, I got to get out and turn on
myself. Yeah, I ain't been out because, like, I'll be like, I'm finna go out, I'm finna hit the streets, and then I go to sleep. Even if somebody be like, I'll watch your child, it's not somebody that I'm comfortable with watching my children.
Yeah.
And then I have to be mindful because, I mean, I don't have, you know, all three of my baby daddies. You know, I can't just be having my children anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to be mindful of what I'm doing. But this situation is kind of like, it's really bothering me because it's like, okay, you know, you can post by being in a studio. You can ghost write for people. You know, you can do everything to get your money under the table. And the thing is, it's like, why you just can't take care of your son? Claiming him is not enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't cutting damn checks. Not one check, and yet you can't say, okay, here, you know, here's something, here's this, here's that. He ain't did nothing for his son. And I'm tired of sitting back listening to everybody else tell me, don't say nothing publicly. Don't say nothing publicly. That's messed up if you bring this up publicly. And this is that and the other. And I feel like the niggas that say that is the niggas that, you know, that's in his likeness. That's the way I feel, if you ask me. I'm trying to figure out. That's a sticky situation, but you're making valid points. I hope it works out for everybody involved. Yogi, I really do. It took me a while to even come out and have this conversation, and I mean, like, over a year to even have this conversation. Like, I've been holding it back. I've been listening to people. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people involved, but these are people that y'all really, like, the people that know them, they legit look up to these folks. Like, they the shit. You know what I'm saying? You put forth this image, but that's what I keep telling y'all. Image is not everything. A lot of times people put shit in front of y'all just to look good for y'all, but they ain't going to show y'all the good and the bad. And that's what this show is about, me giving y'all the good me, the bad me, and all of the above. Now, he said because I didn't let him come back home that it was fuck me. But you shouldn't have to stay in the same house with your mom, your baby mama to take care of your child, right? I'm trying to figure out how that works. So because you ain't in the house with him, well, at that point, you know, you was like, screw me. You know, my whole pregnancy, like, dude, I was in labor for 4 days. 4 days I was in labor. All by my freaking self. Because I still was being the bigger person, and you know what I'm saying? I wasn't dealing with nobody. I was just trying to be who I am. So when you got situations like this, and even out of all the stuff that he did, I still tried to be the bigger person. I post something, you know, when I was mad, I was pregnant, but it was never really nothing that could really damage him. You know what I'm saying? You know, it would just be like, man should support his seed, period, financially, at least. Right, it would just be like the ruffle his feathers, but, like, I'm, you know, enough is enough. Like, he's so arrogant that he feel like if I speak on him, then I'm trying to get attention. Yeah, motherfucker, I'm trying to get some child support. Shit, I'm trying to get some shit done, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done spent thousands and thousands by myself. If the other baby daddy can pay his child support every week, well, why can't you? No, that ain't what it is. I know it ain't what it is, but I'm just trying to figure this out. So since he, you know, smoked from film up, you know, I mean.
Oh, wow. Man.
You won't even watch your son so I can go get to the bag, work my second job. That's how much of a vendetta you got against me.
But what, let me just ask you this: you don't think so? You tried to work it out before, you know, blowing up the spot and everything.
A year of bickering.
Because
like, no matter what I do, no matter what I do, I cannot get through to this man.
It's just, you know, that's just, you know, like,
the whole year. Like, I done heard it all. He done told people, so everything I tell him, then he take it and use it against me. So if I say I don't fuck with you, then he'll wait to get around people and be like, oh, yeah, I don't fuck with you. If I say take me and you out of this equation, then he'll wait to get around people and say take me and you out of the equation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I said, dude, not only are you fucking slow, but you childish. You know what I'm saying? So I'm at this point, you know, I'm talking to somebody else, and I didn't really make it known when I first started talking to who I'm talking to because, you know, we both wanted to figure out what we was going to do, right? And it's not like I went and tried to holler at him. You know what I'm saying? You know, when he who finds, you know, a wife finds a good thing. So he found me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it was stuff, you know, in the mix with that. And it was like, you know, they don't want to be no drama. And this is that and the other. And, you know, I'm like, listen, there should be no drama. I don't sweat him and his baby mamas. I don't do none of that shit. Look. Guess what? Even after this shit here, he still don't do nothing for his son. Once a week, I still send him a text message. It might be a picture or even to say what he up to. Because the mother in me is still going to be the bigger person. He watched the kid. You pay him child support. Suck my dick. I'm a lawyer here if you need me. Thank you, Patrick. And he's here. But see, this is the thing. He's on child. I got the paperwork in, and he know I got it in. So now he's dodging child support. He's dodging being served. So they like, you know, we gonna get him. Don't worry. I'm like, yeah, you know, we'll see. That's all I can say. Like, you got to show me because he's doing a damn good job at dodging these papers. If you really, really, really was on it, he already know that he on papers. He could have went down to the child support office a million times, and he didn't. But you find time to go to the studio. You find time to do everything that you want to do. So if you wanted to take care of your son, you would. It didn't even have to get to this point of child support, but it did.
But
you know what I mean?
Is it at the point, though, like, where he really trying to be booking studio and all that because that's how he's trying to, you know, to make his money? You know what I'm saying? Because he's an artist. You know what I'm saying? So if he's not booking the studio sessions and, you know, doing what he needs to do to get out here and get his name back out here, then how is he going to make dollars in that world of entertainment? You know what I'm saying? So, wow. Right. You know, I know being an artist. I mean, look, I'm just trying to put myself into like an artist.
I've been knowing him for 8 years.
Yeah.
Hey, DM me that, Patrick. I've been knowing him for 8 years. 8 years. I ain't just met him. We've been friends for a long time. We stopped talking. The longest we stopped talking was the 3 years that I was in a relationship. Of course, I cut contact with him. So this ain't somebody I just met. This is somebody I've been knew, but didn't know on this type of time. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know. This is a whole. They say when you have a baby by somebody, that shit, they're just.
That's
they say when you have a baby by somebody, like, that shit ruins whatever you have, and it completely did. I don't see myself ever. He done so much shit to me, man, that, you know what, I love him as a human being, and I really wish him the best in life and what he doing. And that's why I'm not spilling no juice about him. But
yeah, nah, you should,
I never fuck
I mean,
with him no more.
You know, yeah, 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 yeah. You know, because, look, the pendulum swings. You know, what I mean by that is, you know, somebody's down 1 minute, but then they up later. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
you
life.
Got on
you know
brand
so,
new shoes in your post, brand new clothes, you smoking good. Come on now. If you got $60, hey, here goes $30. This is all I got. You know what I'm saying? Like, a conscious effort. It ain't that he can't. He got a job and all. He is purposely doing this to be vindictive. That's what I'm telling you. It ain't that he can't. He can't.
Wow. Oh, man, that sounds like a sticky situation. You know?
Right. He's mad. He's vindictive. He's pissed. He's a lot of things right now. And it's not cool because you're not taking our child out of this situation. You just, you know what I'm saying? You just being who you are for no damn reason. And that's just the crazy part about it. So, with that being said, you know, it's like, I don't know. I try not to spend no bunch of money, but at the end of the day, it's like, I can't get no child support if they don't serve me. He know that. When I said, hey, you got a court date, he got a court date coming up. And I told him you got a court date. He said, they ain't serving me, so I ain't going nowhere. Like, you literally playing this game to the T. Like, you go eat, like, either she going to get tired and drop the child support, or, you know, she'll just stay on child support and don't get nothing. So that's how we rocking with this situation. It's pathetic right now. So my role, listen, here's the thing. When I'm dealing with somebody, I play my role to the T. I'm telling you. I'm your number one cheerleader. I'm your supporter. I'm your rider. I'm your personal chef. I'm your porn star. I'm everything that I can be because that's my role as a woman. And I think that we have to be more supportive. I think these new age women took the word support and went left with it, not financially. But I'm not an enabler. I will empower you, but I will not enable you. And if I have to enable you, then I don't need you around me. And that's anybody. You know, I go hard for my folks because that's who I'm with. I want to see you win, especially if I believe in you. You know, I want you to see me win.
Oh, that's true. That's facts. Yeah. I just hate that I had to go public. You know what I'm saying? That you had to, you know, put it out there like that. You know, I just wish y'all could have worked it out. But, you know, things happen, I guess.
You can't. And that's why I'm like, you know, you leave me no choice. Like, you just literally sitting here playing this game. So now, all of your supporters, all of your fans, somebody tell this nigga to go to child support. Somebody tell this nigga to take care of his kids. All that other stuff ain't got nothing to do with anybody in the South. No field mom. So goddamn it, reach out to him. He don't ever got them things. Tell him to pay child support. That's it. Go away. He still ain't gonna pay it. But shit, I mean it was. Like, how can you be that mad at somebody that you are? You know what I'm saying? Neglecting something that you created, something that looks like you. They born 4 days apart. Him and his son born 4 days apart.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I'm like at a loss for words.
But what I was saying is I do everything that I'm supposed to do, right? So when I know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do and a person messed up, I walk away. I'm not feeling any type of way because I know I did my job. I did what I was supposed to do. What else you want from me? Like, I give fair warnings. I'm not that I need a man type chick because, you know, it's not hard. But I'm not going to deal with things that I shouldn't have to deal with. Like, I don't care who you are. And I'm, you know, just not speaking on anything in particular. I'm just saying. So when I walk away, I'm gone. And we had a mutual friend that was not a mutual friend. I'm going to say that. Somebody that knew me, they knew him. If you're sincere in working with him, he's making a big mistake with dodging you. No reason to have them people. Man, listen. Listen, to the point he know that I'm saving the text messages and the emails, so he won't even text or email me now. He tell me I gotta pick up the phone and call him. That's the only way he gonna talk to me, is if I pick up the phone and call him. But I'm like, you doing so much to evade the fact, like, I don't wanna talk to you. And so the mutual people, the mutual people that we know had been talking to me, and I had been trying everything that this dude was telling me to do. He even told me to say, man, just tell him to come back home and see how that worked. I got a conversation out of him when I told him to come back home, because that made him feel like he was wanted. But I really didn't mean it, so I couldn't be consistent.
But what about trying that, though? Like, you know, like trying to.
No, buddy. Like, I couldn't be consistent when I said it. Listen, let me tell you something. I was in the hospital a couple times, you know what I'm saying, when I was pregnant. No show. When I had my C-section, I was like, hey, I need somebody to come drive my car or drive me, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, take care of your kid. They'll hate to see a nigga want to do, yeah, old, when she get old, don't put him in time. I had a C-section, dude. I had to drive home. Like, you know, after you have a C-section, you probably don't know, after you have a C-section, they give you 800 ibuprofen, and they give you Percocets, right? And that's to keep the pain down.
Percocet.
So I couldn't even get the Percocet. They had to stop giving me Percocet like 2 hours before I left because I had to drive myself home. Which he was like, I'm gonna send somebody to get you, and then he didn't. Like, he purposely doing shit to like get to me. And then when I did talk to him, he was like, oh, my phone went dead. I was like, really, bro, really? And so when I finally did sit down and meet up with him, he was like, you know, I know you was going through it, and I ain't care. You put me out. And I was like,
oh, wow.
This nigga just said he ain't care. He did. He said he ain't care. And I said, you know what? For you to be that bitter behind some shit you did, but I guess, you know what, I didn't talk to him and tell him why I ain't want to do it no more. I just was like, get the now. And when I finally told him why, he never opened his mouth to say anything about it. But I feel like you was trying to figure out, now you got to come up with a story to combat why I told you what happened. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and that's neither here nor there. You know, that's private unless he bring it to the light. But my thing is just, I don't know, fellas, y'all got to do better.
Wow.
I don't know.
Blended family.
I would feel some type of way if I was y'all. I would really feel some type of way if my kid was, calling somebody else, you know, daddy or something. If I wasn't around, if I wasn't in their life and they not married, I would say I've been blessed to have powerful role models in my boy's life. You know what I'm saying? And that's gonna be the same case in this situation. But like. Okay, and then the flip side of that, too, y'all. Some people saying, well, why would you let the child call him daddy? They ain't their daddy. Well,
yeah,
why wouldn't I?
All right. That's a good question.
Yeah, he did me dirty. I'm talking about Smoke from Field Mob. That's who did me dirty. The black-ass, bald-headed one.
Oh, man. He wanted to make sure. Oh, man.
That's who I'm talking about. He asked who I was talking about. They did me dirty. Even after that, like my stomach at the like the top, it has a pudge because I had to go back to work like super early after I had my kid. That was the you know I had to go back to work early with two of my kids, but I mean 2 weeks I went nowhere near healed to go back to work. Nowhere near here to go back to work. But, you know, you can't sit down and be like, well, you know what, I don't want to, so I ain't. You know, that's not an option, you know. We can't complain. Like, you know, the be superwoman, it comes from within, you know. And you fuck around and you just, listen, my days are long. And guess what, I'm accustomed to it. You know what I'm saying? I do it. I walk it down. It's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? I go put on a cheerleader for my folks. And I go be the mama, and I'm the businesswoman, and I'm the employee, and I'm in one day, every day, I get to it. Because I don't have no choice but to get to it. So whatever you and your baby mama going through, fellas, like I'm one that can tell you, don't take that out on your kids. When the dude don't have no way to get to the mama, that's the only thing that he can do is take it out on the kid because that's the only thing that he can do to get to the mom. But it'll come back to bite you. What do you say? What do you say, Mo? Talk to the people.
Talk to the people?
That's who you...
what's up?
That's who you left, huh?
Yeah, that threw me a little left, like, cause this was, yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of like one of those nights, so, but, you know, I'm on the outside looking in, so I don't know, you know, what caused you to really move out and, you know, and his other situation he may have with, like, you know, his other baby mamas and his other kids, you know what I'm saying, that might be. You know,
no,
so
no,
that's,
I don't have no beef with the other kid. Like, I love kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done met, you know, I done met one of the other kids, and, you know, he was like, he was with it. Like, I love kids, and I'll never, ever have beef with anybody's children because I don't play like that, you know? I don't have no beef with no baby mamas because I don't play like that either. You know, we got children from the same guy. Oh, well, get over it. There's no need for us to beef. There's no need for us to turn up. There's no need for us to do none of that shit. It is what it is. I ain't finna beef with nobody. Because the same nigga nutter than us. I mean, that's something that you know, get up with him. And I think, you know, when men got those baby mamas, no matter what they do, they still, you know, sleep with them and all that other stuff, and they get accustomed to that toxic type of environment. And then it's like they want that. So, you know, you can do whatever you want to do to the said person, and they not going to leave. Yeah, he's still going to make it regardless. Man, we got a strong team. But, you know, if you don't want to deal with them how they want you to deal with them, then they kind of leave you on your own. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it goes. And me, myself, personally, it's kind of like, you know, well, leave me on my own, because there's no way in hell, that I'm going to put up with anybody's shit. That's just not going to happen. We was raised as soldiers, and this soldier mentality is what keep me strong. For real. Talk to the people. I'll be right back.
All right, people. Yeah, so this lovely black was just going in on, you know, her current baby father situation. That's crazy. I mean, you know, I really had nothing to say. I hope she can work that out with him. You know, I hate when issues become public and stuff like that. But this is real talk. I'm sorry, people. I'm not like my usual self. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm just kind of like, you know, in my feelings over this week I had. But, you know, let me see what else I can talk about. I'm just trying to hold down the show while she gone. But yeah, I mean, I guess Instagram. I'm still on this Instagram. Like I said, my Instagram was hacked, and it's got me kind of tight. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I done had Instagram for a minute, and it's got like all my memories. You know, it's like it's an online photo book, and it's just like, damn, man, I feel violated that my Instagram was just totally hacked, and it's just like, because it's free, it's like they don't even care to even try to get it resolved, it seems like. You know, it's not like, it's like something that I'm paying for, that I can call like customer support and be like, look, activate my account. So
I'm back.
You know, I just want people to take cautions. Oh yeah, because I was just about to just go in on my Instagram again, so I'm glad you're back, because yeah, but go ahead.
Oh wait, hold on 2 seconds. One more time.
Yeah, so this show, I mean, it's been a crazy week, so I don't know. This show is usually a little bit more on point together than it is tonight, but, you know, just bear with us as we try to get it together for the people. What else, though? All right, let me get off the Instagram thing or whatever until hopefully I'll have some good news maybe next week if it's back. But another crazy thing in the news, too, was Bill Cosby, you know. Shout out to Cliff Huxtable, but, you know, I can't shout out Bill Cosby, because Bill Cosby about to do, what, 3 years behind that. So that was kind of crazy. The only thing that really been, you know, kind of had me inspired a little bit and not in my feelings was shout out to Lil Wayne. You know, he dropped that Carter Five. It's popping, man. I like that joint, man. He went in on that. I like how, you know, I think it's like 23 tracks, and, you know, he covered a lot of issues, a lot of topics. You know what I'm saying? I think he went in. What I really like about the new Lil Wayne is I like how he got his mom's narrating the album or whatever. You know, yeah. So yeah, so that's been, that's, you know, that's kind of holding me down a little bit. I like that album. Shout out to that. Then you came back strong with that. We got Miss Lovely back. Is back. Okay, I was
trying. Yeah, I don't know. Where the hell you at? Why you coming sideways? Like, we don't know you sick as hell. That was my little view. That was my my Sunday night view. Even though I posted pictures before this time, that was my Sunday night view. Hey, Tony. So, what role, like, okay, do your wife help you with your real estate business?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, no, not really. No, she doesn't. But she doesn't because she has her own career, you know, at this point. I really haven't had her ask for her to really help me out like that. I've been kind of like holding things down myself because my wife, she's a designer. So, you know, she got a crazy, you know, 9-to-5 and stuff like that. So, you know, her days is kind of spent too, you know, doing what she does in her career. But I mean, she does like with like certain clients and stuff like that. You know, if she comes across some colleagues or whatever, you know, people that's looking for property and apartments and stuff like that, you know, she'll definitely, you know, let me know and put it in. But we really, I mean, that's where I'm working towards. So we can kind of just mesh it all together. And, you know, she can take the reins on certain things to help me out. But, you know, I'm licensed. She's not. And she, you know, I've been doing this for like 2 years now. So with real estate, it's like you constantly learning. So, I'm learning a lot as I go. But once I get to a particular point where I know she could be an asset and helping me out in certain things, then I'll have her come in and help me out. But at this point, I'm kind of holding it down myself to answer your question.
So, like me, I understand that I'm very different because I have a hustle mentality. You know what I'm saying? I have a good get up and go get it. And get up and go get it spirit. And so, like, you know, like I said, I have to prepare. I have to things behind the scenes that I'm doing for the radio show. I have my own situations. I have the books. You know, I have social medias to manage. I have kids to manage. You know, I have a house to manage. I got to be the chef every day. I got to do all of these things. And I don't complain, but I still make time to, you know what I'm saying, root my dude on because that's important. And we can't be selfish, like, when we're in relationships. Like, we have to, as women, I believe that everybody got it in them. You just have not, like, been pushed to that point. And men are self-laziness, right? And so when you got somebody that's doing all of the above, telling you, that's what gets you. Baby mama, no, I'm on the show. Baby mama do that every night. That's what gets you a solid dude when you're doing what you got to do. You know, helping your dude, you know, and handling your business. So trust me, like, you know, I got friends and they be like, you sure going hard for that nigga. I ain't doing none of that. I ain't cooking for no dude. You know, I ain't promoting his stuff. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. You know, you got women that say that, and they really, really mean that, you know. And then when they do it, they do it for somebody that ain't doing nothing for them. Me, myself, personally, no, I think we're going to come in this thing together. We're going to stay grounded, and we're going to get it together. So, you know, women should not be lazy in the bedroom. Excuse me. Women shouldn't be lazy in the bedroom or outside the bedroom. Like, you think some women, I heard a conversation this week, and women think that if you turn up in the bedroom for your dude, he gonna think that you a hoe.
Who thinks that?
Okay, you know. So, you know, call me Miss Holder. I'm turning up. You know, my goal is to extract semen from the penis every time I put my mouth on it. My goal is to throw this motherfucker the best I can, as long as he ain't killing me. And my goal is to make him happy. So even when he mad, my goal is to make him happy. I don't want no dude that get mad and be like, I don't even want to talk. Don't even touch me. You know, like, if you get mad, this is the honest point. You get mad at me, make me suck your dick. Put it down my throat. You know, make me do things like that to make up for making you mad. You know, I'm one of those people. I'm a lover, like, to the extreme. I'm a lover, and I'm a supporter, and I'm genuine. Sorry, y'all. I'm all of the above. So I just always, like, go hard. I don't know. This is me. We got to do better. These good old men out here being neglected. But, you know, rightfully so. Going hard don't, he says, I was just about to get out. Good God, I'm back. Going hard don't mean that you're going to get the right person every time. Look at my situation. That don't mean that I'm going to stop being who I am either. Because, you know, I got, you know, I'm in a situation I'm in. I'm going to go hard for the next man, you know. I'm not giving up on love because love is great. And my situation now is like a whole fucking 360 times 3. So what if I would have gave up? But the one thing that I did do was take time out and not date anybody to get myself right, because if I didn't do that, I would have brought baggage to this situation. Now I could just open up and just give him all of me wholeheartedly, 100%. Now, if he messed that up, that's completely on him. But I'm going to do my part. I'm going to do my job. So I was just amazed at how females talk to me, like, why you do this? Why you do that? And it's like, y'all women don't support y'all men? Hell no, I ain't supporting him. Well, maybe that's just probably why I... you date the type of men you date. Maybe that's it. Like, you know, I don't know, but I'm gonna go as hard as he going, just as long as I can. And when we get in the house from beating the block down, you know, stunning for his business and stunning for mine, I'm gonna suck his dick real good and put him to sleep. Like, right. These are things, like, okay. Women, we fail to realize that we have to step our game up. We gotta be his friend. We gotta be his porn star. We gotta be his chef. We got to be his business partner. You got to do all of these things, because there's some good men out there that fail to be good because the women fail to put effort into being a woman. These aren't things that I'm just saying you should do. These are things that you are required to do. You are a woman. Like, that's just like we sit down and talk about dudes and say, how can you say you a man, or how can you say you a king and you don't do this and you ain't doing that? But at the same time, young lady, how can you say that you a queen and how can you call yourself a woman and you ain't doing what you're supposed to do by that man?
Yeah.
He said, what kind of wine I'm drinking? I'm going in. I'm just saying. You know, I'll never try to be one-sided about the situation, because I hear a lot of people saying, you know, oh, you know, what kind of nigga you is? What kind of woman you is? It's 7 days in the week. Did you suck his dick 10 times this week? You know, it's 7 days in the week. How many times did you let this man go out the house with his balls full? And then you want to trip out, act crazy, go dumb, you know, bust out windows, you know, flatten tires when he going to cheat, but you ain't doing your job to keep him from cheating. Now, if you're doing your job, standing in the paint like a soldier, doing everything, not that you think you're doing, but constantly checking with him, making sure that you're doing what you're doing, and he's still messing around, that don't mean that you ain't doing what you're doing. That just means that that's him. And if that's him, then you need to talk with him and be like, well, okay, baby, I'm either giving you passes or we're going to do it together. And that's just how that works. Cheating shouldn't be. Cheating is such a crazy word. But being with somebody else shouldn't be the deciding factor of a happy home. You know what I'm saying? It's truth and honesty is the deciding factor. If a happy home breaks up or not. For real. Like, these are the things you should ask yourself when you wake up. Even though I get up and I have kids to get dressed and, you know, I got to get myself dressed and I'm on, you know, I have to be certain places, you know, when I get up in the morning, I'm still making sure, okay, baby, are you straight? Do you need me to do anything for you today? If we not doing all of that stuff, then what are we doing? Like, what are we doing when it comes to our men? Like, we got to do better. So we keep talking about roles because it's like, ladies, do you know your roles? You can't. Not the messages and the conversations that I have, especially this week alone. Like, it bothers me that y'all ain't got y'all shit together. It bothers me. I don't know about y'all, but if I can change one person at a time, hell, if I can change one person, we'll be in a better place. Don't sit out and think that you got to wait to find out he don't do this, so I ain't going to do that. That's the worst way to think. And unfortunately, like, this is why I'm in the situation that I'm in right now, because I'm going to go hard and I'm going to do my job. Even though I may see that the other situation, the other party is not doing their job, I'm going to do my job. Because when I'm at that point where I'm fed up and I want to walk away, I'm going to walk away with my head high with no regrets.
That's real talk right there. I can feel that. I can feel what you just said.
No regrets, boo-boo. None. I have no regrets.
How you gotta live life.
You know what? Like,
what's up?
It's kind of like to the point where it's like I don't even feel like I can jinx this situation, because I feel like this situation is so blessed, man. But this situation is something way different than I have been in a very long time.
What you mean?
Time.
What you talking about when you say this?
The person I'm dating now.
Oh, okay.
It's been, you know, like I just started talking about it, but it's been a couple months, but. Like, it's very different, man, and I really, really appreciate it. And I say that the things that I went through prior to him is what made me who I am today for him.
Well, I can see that. That's good if you found that special someone. Keep nourishing that, you know. But
like,
I will say
right
this.
Now,
I mean, what's always good is that. What's up?
If he don't change, dude, I would marry him.
All right, well, that's always good. I mean, and that's what's always cool, too, the newness of the relationship. You know what I'm saying? That's what I always dig. But it's like once it gets past that newness phase and, you know, y'all start to see the real representatives of that person, you know, y'all going to sustain at that point. Because right now, it's new. You know what I'm saying? It's fresh.
Oh my God, Mo, let me tell you something.
What's up?
Mo, these
what
jokers up? In the South, they representative only last. They representative only last. Like 2 weeks.
Like, you sure about that? I mean, we got some good actors out here. You know what I'm saying? So people be
weeks,
good at acting.
Bruh. Whenever they get in a situation, but see, like, it's like they get you in a situation where they feel like they got you, and then that's when they representative come out, right? So I was sitting back waiting, like, all right, when I get home, we gonna see how this go. That's really what I'm waiting on. I'm being honest. I'm just gonna see how he act when I get home. You know, like
So he's in Florida.
I need you to be now, but I need to see what it's gonna be when I get there, like for real, not just visiting. Like when I get
right now, it's like, See, all right. Well, I mean, but
look,
if it's meant to
come
be,
the end of the year,
it's gonna blossom.
Listen, come the end of the year.
Okay, what's happening?
And we still
come the end of the year.
We still rocking. No breakups, no separations, no nothing. We done made it official. He done posted it. He done, you know, shoot them all off from the end of the year. I would be 100% sure he's still there that I want to marry him.
Wow. Well, that's what's up.
That mean that he done you know how much work you got to do to keep up this facade? You know, it's just
your preference.
At the end of the year, if I'm still in position with this man, I definitely would want to marry him. No question, no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
That's good, man. I mean, because like I said, everybody's single until you're married. You know, that's what I always say. So, you know,
man,
it,
listen,
no matter what.
You know what? Listen, we get married. I want to go to the courthouse to get married. And I want to have an orgy for our honeymoon. Like 3-4 bitches.
Okay.
What
it is. That's a turn-up situation.
And get back to the grind. Yeah.
Back to the money.
But yeah, I mean, I hear people say all kind of stuff though. You know, like you pick this dude. You know, man, motherfuckers good at having representatives, though. They is real good at having representatives. You can pick somebody.
People be acting, man.
Is who is you know, man? Listen, let me tell you something.
You don't know how a person really is until like some shit happened. You know what I'm saying? To some shit the fan. You know what I'm saying? Shit the fan, and you with that person when the shit hit the fan. And that's when you start to see the truth. You know what I'm saying? And then you want to see how that person reacts. You know, when they kind of like, you know, when they under pressure. You know what I'm saying? When like shit don't go 100%. You know what I'm saying? Are they gonna be able to maintain? You know, like it's. Cause that's when people's true colors come out. So, you know, that's when the representative is over. Right now, you know, especially here, I'm gonna say that I'm gonna put someone to this too. How I feel about that. A long distance relationship is easier to maintain because, like, when you see when you know you fly in there or he flies to where you at, it's all good. You know, you're all vacationing. Like, all right, man, I planned for this trip, so now I'm about to come check you out. You know, we're gonna do all the nice stuff. But then you just with that person, and you know what I'm saying? And it's you know, and like I said, y'all go through it a little bit. That's when you really know, you know? So, I mean, but I commend it. You know what I'm saying? Like all the best, like that's what's up. What's up?
Yeah. Like, thank you. Like I'm over starting over and, like, honestly, that was a rough situation that I got myself into before. But, like, I'm sick of starting over. So I'm solidifying my situation and making sure that it is what it's supposed to be. And I'm just having patience and I'm trusting the process, you know. There's no reason for me to not trust the process at this time. I'm very, 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 very blessed. And honored and humble. So, I've made some great decisions in my life.
Hold on now. Is that the reason why you feel you can like air out some like I don't want to say quote unquote like dirty laundry now. You just want to get the dirty laundry out of here so it's just all fresh linen.
Yeah, like I
is
just
want
to dig deep inside of me because it's some topics like I never talk to nobody because I'm very standoff. The call in number is 646-787-1839. I'm real standoffish because, like, I just don't put people in my business. Like, I've always dealt with dudes of certain calibers, kingpins, and so on and so forth, and you can't just be talking and dealing with people. So I've always been standoffish, but I've been just searching inside of myself, and I'm holding a lot of stuff in. I need to grow. So, you know, people are going to judge you no matter what. People are going to have something negative to say no matter what. You got to just not worry about what people have to say about you and just do what it is that you're doing and clean your baggage out. You know what I'm saying?
That's
you
got to
get that weight off your shoulders. And it's just weight that I have to get
that's
off my
true.
Shoulders because I don't understand, like, they be like, you know, why are you so serious? Or then it's either I'm extra serious or I'm extra goofy. It's one of the two. And I am this way because, you know, I grind so hard. I go so hard. And I have so much on my plate that people don't even understand. And I'm not a normal chick. I'm not. I'm very, very different, you know. And my mind is on family and money and my future at all times. But I do have fun and I do play. And anybody that I've been with, listen, if anybody I've been with tell you I'm anything other than a go-getter, devil your hater. And that's how serious I am. That's devil your hater. Like, I got somebody on here that I dated, and he on the live right now. You can ask that nigga. Where I go.
Oh, shit.
I go. You know what I'm saying? And that's just me. So when it comes down to, like, having all this stuff that you done dealt with, it's like, you know what, we talking about all these conversations, and I've been on here for a minute, and why you didn't tell me the number a long time ago? You ain't asked, damn it. Y'all can all call in. Sorry, boo. 646-787-1839. I got so much shit bottled up in me, And people don't understand, like, how can I give the advice that I can give because I've been through things. See, the thing is that a lot of people are content with being where they are, and they feel like because they maintaining that they're doing well. And that's the craziest thing, because I had a conversation with somebody this week, and the shit just kind of messed with me a little bit. And I was going home, and this person said, I've been in my place for X, Y, Z years. You need to be stable. And I say, well, what do you mean I need to be stable? That's what I don't get. I'm living my life in the manner that I want to live my life. So if I want to get up and come here, go to Florida, go to Louisiana, go to Texas, I'm going to do what it is. I take chances, okay? You know, oh, well, you got this house and you selling your house because I got a great return. Like, you have to understand, like, it's time to sell. Yeah, I can come up on a lot of things, and, you know, the individual that I'm dealing with is not here. He's somewhere else, and, you know, you building and growing, so I can take these chances that I'm doing because it's worth taking a chance. But it kills me that black people think that staying in the same house for 20 years is being stable. That's not being stable. That just means that you're comfortable where the fuck you at. That's all that means. That means that you're not taking a chance. I like to see new shit. I like to experiment. Listen, I've lived on every side of town in Atlanta but the west side, okay? So, like, I want to go here. I want to go there. You never know. But I'm not going to let somebody else's expectation of where I should be dictate my life. It ain't like I'm moving in and moving out and getting evicted. I'm staying my whole year, 2 years or whatever. But once I done stayed there, it's like, okay, I want to do something different. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just me. That's always been me. If I want to do something different, I want to do something different. We got to stop trying to judge somebody based on what decisions that we make. You know what I'm saying? Because, hell, I ain't finna sit in nobody's house for no 6 to 10 years and pay them fucking rent and don't own it. Not nobody. Mm-hmm. Okay, that means that I done paid for their house, but them done paid for half of it. That's not a good investment. I'm a businesswoman. So I make business decisions. You know what I'm saying? At all times. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we as a people, like, we have to start getting uncomfortable. That's what we got to do. We work so hard to be comfortable that when we get comfortable, we don't go out and chase the world. I am meet my brother. My brother left first, and I'm the baby, and then I left. And, you know, I go back, go, you know, what's up, and take off again. Go back and take off again because I live life. So, you know, I want people to understand that when I come to you on Sunday night on Real Talk with the Numerous Lovely Black, and I give you this advice, I ain't giving you this advice because I don't know. I'm putting some off the top of my head. I'm giving you this advice because I've been through it. Now, I can sit out and tell you, listen, this is what a man looking for. And then you can look at my past and say, well, how can you tell me what a man looking for? Because let me tell you, bitch, when I was out there in my past, your man was paying me, ho. Believe that. You understand? So you have to understand, you can't sit down and you can't shoot the messenger. You understand me? I've done
messenger.
So much in my life. Great. Okay. And bad. Not a lot of bad, though, because I'm not that type of person. But I have. And so I just feel like I'm cleaning my closet, and I'm going to start cleaning my closet. I'm going to start giving y'all the juice. Not that, you know, I'm going to be talking about anything negative that's going on in my personal relationship, you know, that I'm in now, but it took me a year to even have a conversation about my baby daddy.
Wow. And, so, I mean, do you feel like you got something off your chest? Do you feel lighter now? Like, you know, like just hold this
head? I mean, I feel good,
feel
but I'm not going to feel great until some results happen. Because it's like, it's kind of like, yeah, I feel like you're punking me. I feel like you're punking me. I feel like you're trying me just because you think you can. That's what I feel like. Not a I want to get stuff done. I want to be able to talk and be able to have a positive narrative with any and everybody that I'm dealing with. Him, anybody. Okay, god dang it. There we go. Hey, hold on. Let me set up this rotation. Being a dick, saying I can't turn my phone while online. If you let people dictate how you live your life, you're never gonna make more. Yeah, exactly. Like my phone going slow because I just plugged it up. I'm definitely not the type of person to allow anybody to dictate what it is that I'm doing or where I'm going. That's definitely not me, so understand that. But, like, people are always, like, asking questions, like, you know, what this and what that and how I know and what I've been through. And so not only writing my books is that I'm just going to stop holding all this baggage in because it's getting heavy. You know, why am I trying to protect everybody when nobody's trying to protect me? Answer that question. Ain't nobody standing up in the pay for me. Everybody quiet. I've been shutting people up the last two conversations. But I'm just being real, like, I'm just kind of letting the cat out of the bag, you know, little bit by little bit. And I know it's been, like, some tough conversations. Like, it's been hard, man. When I get to the point where I don't care, I don't care. So when you do everything it is that you can possibly do to make a situation work, excuse me, and you give up, that's where I'm at. I gave up. So the gloves is off. Sucker. Jake, I thought you was calling in. Why the hell you asked for the number and you didn't call in?
Well, this, like I said, this is Real Talk with the new Ms. Lovely Black and Mo Benz. It's been an interesting show, you know what I'm saying, tonight. I just want to apologize to the listeners. I'm sorry I got my A game tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kind of like, I'm still in my feelings. But I'm getting over it. You know, I'll be on point next week. So, you know, so I'm just, you know, having a conversation with Ms. Lovely Black as she, like, you know, vents out some of her frustrations, you know what I'm saying? But it seems like she's in a happy place, so, like, you know, she's moving on to bigger and better things. But yeah, so, I mean, that's it. I mean, blended families, you know what I'm saying? It gets real, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you guys have kids and, you know, you're not in the same household, you know, things can get crazy, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I don't have kids, so I'm just on the outside looking in. All I can do is just kind of react to, you know, situations that I see maybe my family go through or friends of mine and stuff like that. But, you know, it's tough. You know, so like I said, I just hope it can get worked out. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, it's a little one. You just want to make sure that they do the best you can for the little man or the little girl out there.
Some men do want a woman that's gonna be there through the good and bad times, but you can't come in the door giving me your bad times and then giving me your ass to kiss.
That seems like that's just, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know
my
what
lines
saying?
Are full, John. You try to call
What's
in,
up?
Ain't but two people on the lines unless people are listening in and I don't see them. If the lines is that full, people listening in and I don't see them. But 646-787-1839. Shout out to everybody tuning in. You don't come and just make your baggage my reality. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do that. Like, I'm going to go, you know, like for real go. And I don't mind, like, if we kick it and I know you got my back and you fall down, man, you ain't got to worry about nothing. I got you 10 toes down. But don't come in the door and shoot me some lies and then think that I'm supposed to have your back 10 toes down, because once you lie to me, you kill all of that.
So
kill all that with me. That lie shit, it kill it with me. Kill it with me. I can't even express that enough. That shit kill it with me. Don't lie, man. Keep it real, man. You want to fuck bitches? Fuck bitches. Don't lie. You want to go to the club,
yeah,
man? You got your dick sucked after the club? Man, I got my dick sucked after the club. Don't lie. Nigga, you lie,
true.
That shit come to the light, man, you ruin everything that we could have built.
That's true. That's why I always say you got to just keep it thorough, man. You got to keep it 100. Women will respect you more if you just tell them how you feel from jump. You know what I'm saying? That way,
so,
you know,
I'm telling y'all, for the recap, if you know my baby daddy.
Oh, no, no. Really?
Just
joking. All right.
I'm joking.
What's up?
Oh, man. Listen, fellas, take care of your kids.
Yeah. Please. You don't want to end up, like, on the show or in a book. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just do, you know, do right, man. You know, get on the same page.
Yo, Mo got
That's
me cracking the fuck up over here. Listen. Fellas, do right by your kids, man. Don't nobody have to put up with your shit. And you and your baby mama don't have to get along, man, for you to take care of your kids. You and your baby. But, you know, okay, on a man's point of view, he like, I don't get along with that bitch, so I ain't giving her no money. Like, you know how men be like, I ain't giving her no money to go do it with, you know, spend on her or whatever. So, you know, it's
yeah, I mean, I think that would be the main concern with guys. I think a lot of guys be like, yo, she controlling the money, and she going to be doing what the fuck she want with the money. And how I know it's going to, like, my little man or my little girl? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do I know that shit? You know what I'm saying? So, I think that'd be like...
He said in general, not with me, because I hope, you know what I'm saying? Look, not with me, but... He said in general, because I get that part, too. But then also, if a man is mad at his, you know, baby mama or whatever, he like, they ain't giving her shit anyways. Because he's like, bitch, I ain't helping you do nothing. I ain't helping you do nothing. And, y'all, I'm trying to, like, figure out how to get along with this man. But ain't no getting along with him, because I don't even really want to talk to him. Like, I really don't, you know, I want the conversation to be so kid.
Hey, hold on. Let me ask you a question. This real talk. You know what I'm saying? Because... You know, we didn't have, you know, so many different conversations, you know, through the past year.
Somebody just
called
in, call back in. I missed it. What? Okay, go ahead.
So, yeah. So my question is, you be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as like if it's a domestic violence issue, you know, we don't want to get the law. You know, even like last episode when we was talking about it, and we was like, you know, you don't want to get the laws involved because, you know what I'm saying, then they get all crazy, you know, now the law, the white man.
Caller, I see you. I muted the phone background loud. Give me 2 seconds. Right. You don't want to get the laws involved. Right. I hear you.
Yeah, but so now is you it's the same thing. It's just money involved. So now you think that for the money trumps the getting the law involved? I mean, because it's the same situation. Now you got the courts involved.
Okay, so let me address this situation real quick.
They're
right. Because
now, well, I just want to say this last thing, because now when the law is involved, they're going to be like the final determination on certain situations, and I just think that gets messy, you know what I'm saying? I hate that, you know, now you got
so we
a
got
third
like
party dictating
9 minutes and 30 seconds. So I'm gonna keep it real with you. This is how we got on child support. At the very beginning, I said something like, "If you don't, you know, we don't figure it out, we can go to child support." I told you he was crazy, right? He took that one conversation and he just threw up child support the whole time. Put me on child support. Put me on child support. Put me on child support. He tried to take something that I said and use it against me. And then when I jumped up, he put me on child support. Put me on child support. And I finally put him on child support. That bitch said, "Oh fuck, this bitch put me on child support." He didn't think I was gonna do it. I hate child support. Like, I hate child support, though. I swear to God. But you know what I'm saying? Two out of three of my kids, dads pay child support. So, you know, I hate it. I hate it. Like, I hate it. But you took something and ran that shit so far in the mud with me that when I finally put you on there, he was shocked. That's why he didn't go down there to get the paperwork. Because he was like, "This bitch put me on child support for real." I shocked the shit out of that ass. So if you really, really wanted to be on child support, you would have been walked into that office and put yourself on child support. My thing is, I'm up for calling people bluff. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell me, okay, John, don't tell me that you want me to do something because I'm going to call your bluff. That's the type of person that I am. Like, I and that's what I did, called his complete the fuck bluff. Hold on. Hi, caller. Is this John?
Yeah.
Hey, boo,
but
what's
happening? Hey, how's it going? I call
okay.
back next week though and get in on.
Well, what
I'm just listening this week. I'm just listening this week.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well, welcome. Welcome to the show, man. This is real talk.
Thank
bro.
You.
We just keep it. We just keep
now,
it 100 on this show.
I'm just gonna use John. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna say exactly who you are, but me and this guy dated for a minute. What you say about my work, like how I'm talking about how I go get it, how I treat my dude, what can you say about us when we dated, how I was?
Oh, man, you was a good person. I say you kept it real the whole time. You definitely were a good get at all times. And, I'll just wait and say what I have to say next week. Like I said, I call back next week.
I was with the shits, you know what I'm saying? But the bottom line is, like, I'm really a good person. Like, you know, you piss me off, then all bets is off. But I know I'm a cool person, so that's why it's like, you know, I don't really, you know, I don't sweat it because I know I'm cool. That's why it's not hard for me to find somebody because I'm genuinely cool. But, yeah, I took the shit from him, Mo. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't think I was going to put him on child support. He took it and ran it in the mud. And he when he left me at that fucking when you left me at the hospital, it was on and popping. I don't care about
how that could be.
Think about it or none of that shit. The things that you're doing because you're mad is not making me want to deal with you. It's making me not fuck with you.
You become a woman scorned at that point, right? Because that's
not
I mean,
really
that's
because
really
you know I took a lot of time before I even started dating anybody. You know what I'm saying? I took a lot of time. I took myself away from sex and from everything because if I would have started dating somebody immediately, I would have been a woman scorned. I had to heal myself. You know, postpartum depression is real. You know what I'm saying? I had a child. If I didn't take time for myself to do right, I don't know where I would be mentally, you know, and I have children, so I can't afford to put myself in that position. So I had to just withdraw myself from the world, focus. I was mean as hell now. You know, people would tell you on my Facebook page, the dude was like, "You sound like you hate men." I thought that was the funniest thing ever. I'm like, dude, I can't even live without dick. What do you mean, hate men? Like, I can go about a good year, but that's about it. Like, you know, but I was mean. Because I was going through so much, but I wouldn't put myself in a position to say that I'm about to be with anybody because I wasn't ready because I had been through so much with this individual. And this was like one of the hardest, longest, drawn-out breakups I have ever had in my life, okay? And so, you know, his whole narrative is, shit, you know, you ain't let me come back home, so fuck you. And I laugh about it, but that's just how pathetic this situation is. That's just how pathetic that, you know, this shit is. It's crazy. You know, hey, boo-boo, all the hearts and loves and thumbs ups and hays, y'all's hays. Like, it's crazy. So I learned to live with it, but, you know, like, I see people that genuinely go out here and get to the bag, genuinely take care of their kids, genuinely are real fathers. And you got other people that just put forth the image, like, they don't put none of their bad stuff out there. They don't put none of the shit that they're going through out there. They only put the positive shit out there that people can see so they can feel like they're doing this or they're doing that. But you understand that all of the things that you're doing, these things will come to the forefront because what you're doing in the dark comes to the light. So you can play whatever role it is that you want to play, and unfortunately, I had to take it here. You know, and hopefully I see some results of you doing the right thing. Like, dude, we don't have to deal with each other. We can't deal with each other. We don't get along. So just take care of your kid. Because not taking care of him will only get you in different situations.
Yeah, I'm just saying, anything I can say, you know, I would just try to say, you know, don't let it just get to the point where it just gets totally, you know, well, put it like this. Maybe, and he should probably try to do the same thing, what I'm about to say. You should try to maybe put yourself in his shoes, and then he needs to try to put
it's himself been a year,
in your
Mo.
Shoes. You know what I'm
it's
saying?
It's been a year.
Because I'm just saying, I know, I'm just thinking.
I done put myself in that nigga's shoes, in his boxers, in his tank top.
What I was saying,
everybody
said,
why are you making so many excuses for him?
No, I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying, although.
No, they asked me that.
What?
I was making it. I was like, well, you know, it could have been X, Y, and Z. You know, he could have been mad. He could have been, you know, I made so many excuses for him for like the first 6 months, 7 months.
But what I'm saying is this. This is what I'm just going to say. Like I said, although I'm not in the music business or nothing like that, you know, I follow it. So I just think how it could be, you know, as an artist, you know, you're trying to get back on pop, you know, you're trying to get pop, especially, you know, from what I'm familiar with his music, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you're trying to get back on point, trying to get back out here. And it could be kind of tough because, you know, times change, music changes, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's a grind in
looking
itself.
At,
you know,
it's on live right now.
That? What happened?
Are you looking at my face on live right now?
Am I looking at your face?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, like I was checking it out, but now, like, I'm on the other side of the room. Well, why are you making a face? What you made a face for?
Yes, I am. Follow me on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black One, THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. And on Twitter, Miss Lovely Black, the number one, MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. Mobius, take it away.
Well, I would say follow me on my Instagram, but, you know, if you heard any part of the show or why I'm like kind of like down in the dumps this whole show, it's because my Instagram has been hacked, and I really liked my Instagram. But anyway, definitely check me out on Twitter, MOBINS. Also, you know, if you want information on how you can be on the show, definitely, you know, get at me on my Gmail and my email, MOBINS@gmail.com. And hopefully everything will be resolved and I'm back on point next week. So, yes.
We got 35 seconds, so you better not hang up like you did last week, sir.
Oh, yeah. Let's get the whole 35 seconds in there. My fault.
Yes. Keep going. You normally be keeping track of time. You slipping.
Yeah, I told you. I tried to forewarn you. Today I wasn't going to be on my game.
He
but,
ain't on
his
game. No, hit me up. Inbox if you want to come on the show. Music Spit. Inbox me for rates. Hey, everybody. Thank you, everybody, that joined in through live, and we will be coming to you soon via
Shout out to
Instagram, Facebook, all of the above, real soon. Thank you very much. Love you guys. Good night.
All right. Next week, same time, same place.